Then they have a sugar that they cook it into a syrup, and they call that a syrup, and they pour that over the donuts.
So I think, glaze?
Yeah, they put that over. No, the glaze don't have it. They have another kind that's made just like the glaze, and you just call it a donut with sugar.
Have you ever seen the kind of long donuts that might be have cream in the middle of them?
Well, the cream puffs.
They're kind of long. Well, these are long and square shape, rectangular shape.
Yeah, and they're kind of twisted.
Some of them are.
Yeah, they have those, and they sort of got cream like in between of it.
Yeah.
Well, they'll make like a cream sauce, you know, and they'll put lemon flavor in it.
Yeah.
Or vanilla flavor in it. And then they'll open up the door a little bit and pour that in it, and then they bake that like that.
What about the ones that they would have it in the middle of it, you know? They squirt it in there, you know, and might have a chocolate.
Jelly donuts.
Okay.
They have some of them are jelly, some of them has chocolate in it.
All right. What, and the ones that were twisted, what are they called? You ever seen those donuts that just come, they're round and they come?
Yeah, but yes I did, but I don't remember what they call them.
All twisted in the middle?
Yeah. I think they call them a twist donut, huh?
Okay.
That would be the name for them, because they're all twisted.
Now, when you go to the store to buy flour, you might buy how much you buy that?
I always do about a 5-pound bag. And I like the Oblish flour, that's an old brand. And when they don't have that, well, I get the Gold Seal. But I do rather have the Oblish, and I like the plain. I don't like the one with the baking powder in it, because I like to measure my own baking powder.
Okay.
Sometimes they don't have enough, and if you add on to it, then it makes it a little too salty.
What are the two parts of the egg?
The yolk is the yellow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you call the white of it.
Did you ever let them crack and fall out of their shells in the water? Those are called?
Oh, poaching eggs. That's poaching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it with milk too.
Okay. Now, Miss Vance, when you kill them, well, when you cook in greens, do you ever put any salt or sugar cured meat in with them?
Yeah, but not long ago, excuse me, my daughter had killed a little pig, and I made a shoulder of pickle meat out of it. All I did was put it into a big bowl, one of those Tupperware bowls. And you made big cuts in them. You know what ice cream salt is?
Yeah.
All right, you get this ice cream salt and you pour it in each one of those cuts. And just close it back together and you sprinkle a lot of it, like a cup full, all over it. And you cover it up with a cloth, just put a cloth over it. And just set it in the refrigerator anywhere. And I think I set mine for about a month before it really was pickled all the way through. And I cooked cabbage with that. I cook mustard greens, turnips, red beans, it's most anything. And it makes nice stewed tomatoes. You can cook most anything with meat to make yourself.
Yeah. You remember when y'all used to kill hogs in the farm?
No, I didn't. My dad did. Well, and my daughter was here. She could tell you about it because she killed a goat not long ago. But you see, you shoot him, she has this little gun. And she shot them with a little gun in the head. And then the man that owns the farm, he cut him open, you know, let him bleed for us a little bit. And we took him home, and we skinned him ourselves. And we took the hide to make a rug with that. We haven't made the rug yet, but we're going to make a rug with it.
Yeah.
It makes pretty rugs.
The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with your eggs.
That's called bacon.
Okay. And did you have to... The edge of the bacon that you'd have to cut off?
That's the skin.
The skin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can use the skin, though, because you can cook your beans or your cabbage with that skin. You still won't throw it away.
Yeah.
You just trim it off because it's too tough for you to eat as a breakfast.